This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. On Fridays, people often start talking about what movies they might like to see. Our colleague Noah Adams has had a look at one of the new ones called Stage Beauty.
Stage Beauty. It's about the theater in England back in the 1660s, the time of Charles II. And I'll skip a lot of history here, but the king issues an edict. He says, let the girls have a chance. And that means let women play women on stage.
Because at that time, all the roles in, say, Shakespeare were taken by men.
Yeah, it wasn't a subterfuge. The playgoers knew that. Desdemona in Othello would be a man, and people loved the artifice. There was an actor named Ned Kynaston, real actor, who was the most famous, and when he was on stage in full makeup and wig, it was said he was the most beautiful woman in the room. Kynaston is played in this film by the actor Billy Crudup. I'd always pronounced it Crudup until I met him, but it's pronounced Crudup. Anyway, the deal is the king says women play women, and a young woman played by Claire Danes wants to go for it, go on stage. Here's a scene where Crudup is confronted by Miss Danes.
I just wanted to act. I just wanted to do what you do.
But madam, I have worked half my life to do what I do. 14 boys crammed in a cellar. Do you know when I was in training for this profession, I was not permitted to wear a woman's dress for 3 long years. I was not permitted to wear a wig for 4, not until I had proved that I had eliminated every masculine gesture, every masculine intonation from my very being.
No, I think these two are going to get entangled later in the picture.
Yeah, well, it's Hollywood, even though it was made in London. But there's some antagonism at first. Crudup, as Ned Kynaston says, a woman playing a woman? Where's the trick in that? And that's the attitude that prompted my first question to Billy Crudup. There's a thing you do with your voice when it comes to that concept for the first time where you're trying to figure out a woman on the stage playing a woman, and you say, actress, right?
Ned's bitterness at that possibility, the threat that is implied by the potential of someone with innate gifts that far outweigh any that he can manufacture, is to belittle it as best he can.
Would you say it again for us, please?
Actress.
Just a question, as you are quite obviously going to audition today. Do you know the 5 positions of feminine subjugation?
What?
He's talking to Mariah, played by Claire Danes in the movie, and she doesn't know the 5 positions of feminine subjugation. Do you remember them?
The 5 positions of feminine subjugation, no? Well, perhaps you're more acquainted with the pose of tragic acceptance, or the demeanor of awe and terror.
Mr. Kynaston!
How about the supplicant's clasp, or the attitude of prostrate grief?
Mr. Kynaston!
Funny, you've seen me perform them 1,000 times. I thought they'd taken hold.
Mr. Kynaston!
Ah, well, now, there's a feminine gesture you seem to have managed, the stamp of girlish petulance.
It was quite a bit of fun to develop our sense of what their sense of feminine subjugation would have been. So I was in Paris working on another film for a couple of weeks, and I went to the Louvre and studied Greek statues and a few paintings from the era, but they weren't quite as helpful because I felt like what Ned was interested in was archetypes, the great archetypes of time, the personification of human emotion.
Who would have been his model then?
You know, I'm not as well-versed in sculpture as I should be. In fact, now I think, I shouldn't have even brought this up. And some of them don't even have arms. No. The statues that I was looking at, I was trying to study for the gestures that they were using. Every possible emotion in the theater, we have a physical representation that is not open to interpretation. It's a language that has to be learned.
You have to learn it rather than being born a woman and then go on the stage with some.
That's right.
The
idea that being a woman can teach you anything in the world about playing women is absurd to him, because what he's not interested in the banality of womanhood. He's interested in the archetype of femininity. He is interested in what it means to represent with authority and with artistry the plight of a humanity as channeled through a woman.
Would the audience in London in the 17th century watching a great actor, Ned Kynaston, be admiring a man playing a woman or admiring a true woman on stage?
Well, it's quite a good question, and it's one I think the film tries to observe. I think Ned was infuriated, and there's a lot of actors and artists of, I mean, this is the consummate artist's dilemma, which is, why doesn't the audience get my work? Why don't they see how hard it is for me to do something so subtle? And it tends to come in the voice of the critics and other actors, and I don't think the population observed from the point of view of our movie the artistry that was involved on his behalf. I think what they enjoyed was his sense of panache, his flair for the dramatic, in addition to his physical beauty. And I think they were charmed by his physical beauty. And it was sort of indeterminate whether or not he was a man or a woman. And I think they liked playing that game. It was titillating. Mm-hmm. But that's not the same thing as appreciating the level of artistry. And it's something that he struggles with internally. This was a trade. He was a craftsman. He was like an iron worker. The reason I was using something tactile like iron is because he was a skilled worker.
Well, it's so hard now to try to figure out a world in which there would not be an actress.
Mm.
As a professional, did you spend any time thinking about what it would have been like to be an actor playing a woman back then in the 17th century?
When you think about the fact that styles of acting change, obviously, throughout the decades and centuries, but also criticism of those styles changes. The words that they were using for Laurence Olivier when he was making his mark on the stage were realistic, were more natural than anyone before him. And, of course, when we look at Olivier's work now, particularly something like Othello on film, it's Baroque. Mm-hmm. And so we can't depend upon even the criticism of the time to tell us what it was like for them. So you basically make it up.
I have sort of a backstage question to ask you here.
Certainly.
Now, when you talk to somebody about a movie, you get an electronic press kit. And there are lots of stuff in there, the trailer and sound bites and visual scenes. And there's an interview with you, interview clips with you, and there are about five of them. Those must be awful to do, by the way.
They are. You're in costume. You're running between scenes. I'm always wary of the EPK day, the
right.
Electronic press kit day, where you have to explain your character
right.
while you're playing it.
The last one is you're responding to somebody who we don't see and don't hear. Here's how I maintain sexual tension in the movie. And your answer is...
A steady diet of fruit. Don't know why exactly, but I find apples and pears. To each his own, they say, one said. And fruit is how I've found my way in this film.
What, was that just a complete joke?
I'm sure it was. I think you were party to the manifestation of a lot of heat.
There was a hot summer when you were making the picture.
Right? Oh my God! I think my brain had probably baked to over 120 degrees, and I was speaking nonsensically. I'm not sure if I ever had a single apple or pear my entire time in Great Britain.
Billy Crudup, his film is called Stage Beauty. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Stage Beauty is now open in New York and Los Angeles. It's opening across the country today and next week. Noah, is Billy Crudup, do you believe he's a woman in this?
He's believable as a very good actor playing a very good and quite lovely actor.
Day to Day's Noah Adams. Thank you.
You're welcome.